I can talk about something now that I just couldn't talk about yesterday.
Yesterday she was very stroppy.
Yeah. You might remember about 10 years ago, I won, well, I didn't actually win. My husband won at the Diamond Lunch for Mix FM's Give Me Five. He won the diamond. And it was in, I think, 2013 this happened. And it became my wedding ring, my engagement ring, whatever we had built into a ring by NY2K Jewelers. And it's really obviously incredibly precious to me. I went to WA on the weekend. And on Friday night, my family got together. We had a little bit of first night fever. My nieces, nephews, my brother, sister, whatever, drank too much champagne, went to bed, woke up the next morning. And we'd been like having a barbecue outside and woke up the next morning, no ring. So I said, oh, I don't know where my ring is. Anyway, long story short, everyone looked for it. I was feeling sicker and sicker, but I knew where it was. Like I knew it was on the property. So I was like, well, it's going to be okay because it's on the property. But then it just didn't turn up. Went through bags, couches, everything. You know, you can imagine. We turned the house upside down. Anyway, I finally came home and I thought, I'm not telling John until I'm actually in front of him. Anyway, so on Sunday night, I said, look, I walked in the door and I said, I've just got to tell you something. My ring is still on Bridget's farm. I just don't know where it is. I've taken it off when I've had a few drinks and I don't know where it is. And I was starting to think a magpie saw it shiny on the barbecue table and stole it.
I thought the magpie theory had legs.
Yeah, yeah.
I did. I thought, yeah, oh, like, that's a possibility. It's a possibility.
Anyway, yesterday after I get home from work, I throw my clothes in the washing machine at the end and then go and hop into bed, come back out, and the ring, I don't know if your washing machine does this, I've got a front loader, and it chucks things out and it chucks them into the door.
Oh.
And it chucked it into the door.
No, mine just mashes them up until they're destroyed inside the system. That's all mine does.
No, ours chucks those things out that it doesn't think should be in there.
So where was it?
You know how your jeans have a tiny pocket and then the big pocket? I reckon I had put it in the tiny pocket.
It's like your ultra pub change safety pocket.
That's right. And I had checked my clothes so many times. But anyway, all's well that ends well. But I sent Mark a text that I said, because he knew how distressed I was. And I said to him, you know, is this good news that I'm semi-responsible when I have a couple of champagnes, or is it nothing to celebrate? I'm just an idiot and I will continue to annoy people for the rest of my life.
A little from column A, a little from column B.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, whatever it is, Hutchinson, it's arsey.
It was arsey.
That's what it is. That is arsey. Because that ring has got history.
That's right.
There's so much history to that ring. We all kind of won that ring.
No, that's right. You exactly. Know. And there's no way I was getting another one. Like that was going to be it. That's right.
Straight back down to the old 20% machines that you turn and they spit out a plastic
exactly.
ring for the day. Hey, that is exciting. Bit of lost and found.
Yeah,
I was really feeling sorry for you yesterday.
I know.
Because I went home and went, oh, that ring. And then I just thought about how angry Hutchie was
so
going to be.
Angry.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know, that man puts up with a lot.
He does put up with a lot. What about you? Tell us something that really precious to you, whether it was worth a lot or not, what precious to you that you lost and then you found again.
I have something that doesn't compare to your, what is it, $16,000 ring.
I know.
It's not a diamond ring.
Ooh, don't just even say those words.
My crappy set of earbuds. I lost the left one before my son's birthday back in late December.
Yeah.
And it popped up. Early Feb. There it was just laying in the backyard.
Waiting for you.
And it had an 18th birthday party on top of it. And it had a tarp over it. I'd mowed over that area more than once. And sure enough, it's green, so it blends into the grass.
Yeah.
Sure enough, I looked down. There it is.
There it is.
Didn't work straight away.
Yeah.
But then after I dried it out and charged it, it worked.
Yeah.
Trojan. I love that.
They need a tracker on them, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, no. I found it. What's the problem?
It
took me 3 months, but I still found it. Have you got a lost and found situation? Thank goodness for that mini denim pocket on your jeans.
I know, exactly right.
It's a great spot for a key, too. If you're ever stuck and you just got a key, that's a good spot for it. Linda's in Glasshouse. What happened?
It wasn't me. It was my younger sister. When she got engaged, they bought a set of 3 rings, the wedding, eternity, and engagement ring.
Oh, wow.
The night of her engagement party, the eternity ring and wedding ring just disappeared. Nobody could find it. Yeah, and they searched the house. They pulled the absolute house apart. 5 months later, the night before my nan died, she was holding my sister's hand and she was playing with her engagement ring. She said, you'll find those. And she said, no, I don't think so, Nan. She said, no, you will. And the morning that Nan died, we were all sitting at her house and my brother-in-law's mum rang and she said, you might not believe me, but I've just found the ring sitting at the side of your bed.
Oh,
no.
How?
No.
I know. They'd just
been hiding in a little spot after falling off the bedside table or something?
No, because they moved the bed. They actually moved the bed.
So Nan just died and put them back?
I don't know.
A little gift from the other side, perhaps?
Yeah, every time I look at those rings, I think of my Nan.
Yeah, you would. You would. Nice. What about that? Explain that, people. Hey, Ralph, how are you, buddy?
Mark, good. What's... The ring story. I've got a similar thing happened to me. You wouldn't believe it.
What happened, buddy? Lost and found. What happened?
I had a Latvian men's ring, which I kept in the sock drawer, and I only put it on when I went out. But when my wife died, I was packing up things to move up here, and I found and the ring was gone. I thought, well, where'd that go? And when I finally moved up here and settled in, I was unpacking a box of her memorabilia. And there was the ring in the box. I don't know how it got in there, but I'd already been to Latvia and bought a new one, so I've got two now. Weird things happen, mate. Weird, the unexplained.
You've taken that ring everywhere.
Everywhere.
You have not left home without
no,
it.
No, like, I never. Really no, haven't. That's right.
The ring was in the bloody denim, middle mini denim pocket in her pocket.
I had checked those pants 1,000 times. And then it was when I put them in the washing machine flung them out of the little pocket.
And Johnny Hutch was happy that you found the ring, right, Caroline?
Oh, sort of. Still mad at me. Still, there's some latent anger.
He made the mistake of doing what I do, and that is you get angry when there's relief.
Yeah, and then he goes, you don't know how much I had to stop myself from yelling at you.
Because you stop yourself from yelling in the moment, but all you do is yell later.
So he just yelled later.
You know, it's just like a delayed yell rather than not yelling at all. That's exactly what I do, mate. Steve's in Nambour. Tell me, buddy, bit of lost and found. What did you lose then find?
Oh, when I was about, I don't know, 16, sort of went out with the boys, had a few drinks back in the 80s, you know, and came home, went to bed, got up the next morning, couldn't find my wallet.
Ooh.
I thought, damn it. So I went back for all where I thought I was gone and had a look, couldn't find it. About 2 months later, I dropped something on the floor underneath my bed, get down to get it, and here's my wallet underneath my bed. $20 in it.
$20 as well.
Still had $20 in it.
Now, Caroline did use the word.
$20 in it, so I was wrapped.
Caroline did use the word precious.
And
I'm right there with you, mate.
Back then.
Yeah, $20, mate. Yeah. That's a precious lobster. Hey,
and also,
it was a leather wallet.
Oh, tops. And also, you drive yourself nuts. What did I do?
I know. And of course, you're a male, so you didn't look under the bed,
did
you?
No, all you did was kicked it under there.
Let's go to Sandy and Mulaney.
I was at a girlfriend's house and stayed the night and left my camera lens, not lens, my cover, at her house. And I was sure I'd left it in the bathroom because I remember seeing it on the side of the basin. Anyway, got home, didn't have it, and I rang her and told her, and she said, oh, I'll keep my eye out for it. Rang me back 2 days later and said, oh, I found it. It was on the vanity where you thought it was.
Weird.
So, and then she said, but I think I've got a ghost. She didn't tell me that before I stayed the night.
I love it.
That's right. So the ghost had it for a couple of days.
The ghost had it. Yeah. I'd check the bloody film. Get it exposed.
Exactly where I left it is where she found
That's
it.
That's bizarre.
Kind
of. How creepy.
Okay. I'm not interested in your imaginarium film.
Oh, yeah.
No,
you do.
Thank you.
It could be your imaginary friend. Hi, Gail. How are you going? What did you lose and then find?
It was actually my mum, and way back in 1990, and they were... up here on the coast looking for somewhere to live, and I was staying at the old rolling surf at King's Beach and went for a walk along the beach, and her engagement ring fell off. And they looked in all the sand, and anyway, it was gone. So they came up 2 weeks later to look around again, and they were walking on the beach, and she said to my dad, wouldn't it be a miracle if I found my ring? She kicked the sand, and there was her ring.
No.
2 weeks later,
That is...
Not misplaced in a house, not...
No. Yeah. We're just waiting on the beach for her to come back. That's incredible.
Two weeks, yeah.
It's just
that is a story.
Shocking.
Well done.
Like, how is that even possible? Gail, thanks, Gail. Wild. Thanks for the call. Have a great day.
Pleasure.
Hello, that is Mandy.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Mandy. Lost and found. What happened?
I lost the diamond out of my, well, we call it my glue ring because I don't want to marry him, so he gave it to me, so I'm stuck with him.
Yeah, nice. I like it. I love it.
Okay, so I just looked down one day and realised the diamond was gone out of my ring.
Yeah.
The previous evening, I've been walking along the waterfront there at Pedina, put my foot down a hole and fallen over, twisting my ankle. So I was on crutches, but I hit the ground pretty hard. Hobbled down there on my crutches, sifted through all the sand, the dirt, near the dog beaks, dog poo. Couldn't find it anyway. Absolutely devastated. Came home, went to the kitchen to wash my hands, and here's the diamond sitting in the kitchen sink.
No!
What?
Absolutely.
So you must have dropped it at a different time, thinking you dropped it when you fell, yeah?
I think it may have been loosened when I fell and it's just fallen out when I was doing something in the sink earlier in the day.
Oh, my, that's a miracle.
So I rang Harvey telling, well, his partner, in a massive panic when I lost it, and when I rang him up to say I'd found it, his response was, well, aren't you lucky I bought you one that was big enough to find?
Hey. Good response.
Good response.
Didn't yell like Caroline's hubby. Now, Will, you got a lost and found. What happened?
Well, we were, a friend and I drove up to Coolum to do a big group personal training workout at Tickle Park there one day.
Yeah.
Before work, we went up early in the morning, we did our workout, we started off doing the big run around the park and did all the weights and everything else, and then had a warm down or a cool down lap around the park again. And then at the end, we're all sitting, chatting, getting ready to leave, and I put my hand in my pocket, no car keys. I'm like, oh, okay. And my friend who was with me said, look, just sit down. Sit down. It's okay. We've got this. I'll just ask Nan. And so I sat down. I'm like, oh, she's going to make a phone call. No, she just said, okay, Nan, tell me where it is. And she, and I said to her, this is bullshit. I'm just going to start walking around where I've been running. And she's like, Will, just sit down. Just wait. It's all right. We've got this. Nan'll show me.
Nana's going to show me.
She walked in a straight line, bent down, picked up my car keys about, I don't know, 600 metres away and came back to me. Like, she didn't deviate. She just went straight to it. And I can't even say it was because she was running behind me or in front. Like, she was nowhere near me at any point of the laps that we did around the thing. She just knew exactly where it was, went straight to it, came back and said, okay, let's go.
We could hire Nan out.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I don't think we can. Is Nana still with us or has she passed on?
She passed on.
Yeah. No, so Nana was giving the answer from the other side.
We're just tapping into the other side now.
Yeah.
Wow. And is that a horrible service? Because I tell you.
Oh, ask your friend.
Well, it wasn't the first time, apparently. She's like, every time something gets lost, friend, me, whoever, I just ask Nan and we always find it.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
We're talking lost and found.
Yeah, I just
remarkable stories coming through.
Absolutely. I just got a call from Michelle. She went to the bank, got out $500. Her son called up, visited unexpectedly, and she was in a bit of a tiz trying to get organised, chat to him, sort of world out. Next, couldn't find the money. Next morning, woke up, eyes sprung open, and she thought, oh, my God, it's bin day. Went outside with gloves on. She'd put it in the bin. And she found it on bin day.
Oh, my God.
That
is freaky. Now, Megan, are you calling about lost and found? Because I tell you what, we've had 100 million calls.
I bet. Yes, I'm calling about that.
What happened, Megan?
So my daughter lost her Pandora bracelet down at the Alex Beach.
Yeah.
And didn't realise until she'd been watching the sunset, didn't realise until the next morning. I worked all day and it was pouring with rain. And in the afternoon, I said, all right, well, we'll go back down the beach and see if we can find it. She had a screenshot of the sunset she'd taken, a photo of the sunset she'd taken. So we used that to locate where they were sitting on the beach.
Yes.
By a bit of the seagrass.
Yeah.
And we found like a tiny silver little speckle, which I thought was going to be a bottle top. And I picked it up and it was her bracelet.
Oh, my
no.
God.
Wow. Good detective work.
Gee.
Yeah, well,
were pretty happy with that one.
Paula McGrath, who works with us, she lost a ring for 7 months. Her mum had flicked it off the dining room table, the tablecloth, into the backyard. So they've 7 months later, they found the ring in the backyard and it had been like, you know, flicking the tablecloth.
And it's just sitting in the backyard.
Sitting in the backyard.
Didn't go under the mower?
You flicked me off the veranda.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
I just can't believe these freak finds. They're incredible. This one's a hell of a story. This is from Michael in Nambour.
This is going back in the 1980s.
Yeah.
My father used to work for the Courier Mail. And as you imagine, the 1980s, Courier Mail was huge. There was a lot of printing going out.
Yeah.
And there was all to do with catching airports and catching airplanes so they could actually put the papers here and there.
Oh, yeah, sure,
so,
yeah.
Saturday night, there was thousands of people sitting around in Courier Mail at Brisbane there, just inserting and, you know, that's all hands-on sort of stuff.
Totally.
And they had to run to a schedule. Well, they had this mechanical breakdown, and they used to, in those days, every time you went into the machinery, because it was really big machinery, really fast machinery, they would count the spanners you went in with, so you had to count the spanners when you went back out of the place.
Yes, to see if there was a spanner in the works.
In, yeah.
That's right. So this one apprentice had a spanner missing on a Saturday night, and they couldn't find it, and it was in the equipment, and they couldn't start the machinery up, and there was thousands of people just standing around for about 2 hours. Everybody was going nuts trying to find their spanner because they couldn't start anything up. In the end, they made the decision to start the machinery, and there were so many blue faces, you know, this machinery's going to start up, and something's going to get killed. They got the night going and they got the papers out. Aeroplanes were held up. Thousands of dollars in you know, fines for the paper, for holding up different people and anything else. All these extra money that cost out for wages, whatnot. It was just disaster.
Where was the bloody spanner?
Well, that's it. They just, even in the morning, no one could find it. About a month later, the same apprentice on the same spot during day shift, happened to be at the same spot, put his hand up above his head to lift himself up, and here was the spanner on the planer, and it was just sitting there the entire time, and they'd had a month worth of production.
Oh, my God.
And he had to go and tell the boss he found the spanner.
Oh. See, if that was me, I'd say, I found it on Caroline's desk. That's...